Welcome. Late Nights with Sexy and Savage.
Welcome to Late Nights with Sexy and Savage.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the guys episode of the Late Nights podcast with Sexy and Savage. Miss Tina couldn't be here on this episode, so we're going to bring you a guys' night out. And this episode is going to be entitled Eskimo Brothers. And we're going to find out if anybody has some Eskimo Brothers or if you have any stories about them. And how would you feel if you find out that you have a guy that's an Eskimo Brother? What would you do? What would be your mindset of it? So, you know, shit like that. So, Tim, B, Fern, do you guys have any Eskimo Brothers?
Not that I'm aware of.
Freaks and geeks.
That's a diplomatic answer.
I'm really trying to think about it, though, to be honest. If I maybe, because motherfuckers hit somebody I hit before.
Right.
But I don't know if they hit afterwards.
Did you hit the albino girl?
No.
Well, I told you and I said, nah, don't. I do. Well, is a person being close considered as my brother or a nigga you know of? Or kind of group went to school with us, shit like
somebody
that.
You know, an acquaintance.
An acquaintance. Okay, well, yeah, I do have many. Because I fucked a lot of niggas' girlfriends. So I do have Eskimo. I have a lot of Eskimo brothers.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Like, I want to say 5.
Damn.
5 Eskimo brothers.
I mean, well, you know, we just kind of unearthed some things, you know.
I definitely do have an Eskimo. Definitely do. Just thought about it. I hit that bitch. I know he fucked me.
Well, first and foremost, let me let the people know who these ominous voices are. I mean, P said our names, but you know, shit, you know, you got to know Big B comes from Boulevard Avenue.
Boulevard Avenue, yes, that's right, that's right, that's right.
That other voice you hear in the background is Vern. I'm sure y'all heard him a couple of times. He was very excited the last episode.
Right. You
know, so, yeah. Heard Vern on that lot. I'm sitting there like, brother, relax. He had the reposado going, so y'all forgive him. You know, y'all know me, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right. But yeah, I got 5 of them from like high school, basically. Damn, that's crazy. You sit there and think
so
about it.
So since high school,
after that, yeah, I mean they all from high school. I all know them from high school, but this was all in after high school. You know, being adults and shit, 20s and 30s, shit like that. Cause yeah, there's one chick I had. She got a whole her nigga name on her leg, and. I bust all over that shit.
Oh, man. According to Urban Dictionary, Eskimo Brother is when two males acknowledge having been intimate with the same female and remain on good terms. The men are now bonded by having shared the same igloo at one time or another.
The same igloo.
This can lead to perks by making the information known to other males who you can network with. Male 1. Yeah, man. I got us a hookup at the show tonight. We don't have to pay the cover. Male 2, sweet. How'd you score that? Male 1, me and the door guy are Eskimo brothers. Remember that blonde girl from last weekend? Male number 2, props. Now, this is very fucking sexist, so forgive us listeners.
Right, right.
I'm on Urban Dictionary, and this is from Jan the Man, and it was posted November 5th, 2009.
Jan the Man.
So... under that act,
you said 5.
5. One, another one. He fucked a lot. Well, yeah, he messed with a lot of the girls that I messed with, too. But they all said, I ain't gonna put this out there, but they all, you know, they said they think about it. But, yeah, him, who else? A buddy of mine. I wouldn't consider an Eskimo brother, because the girl didn't really want him.
Mm-hmm.
So she pursued to me. So I guess a cousin, Eskimo cousin, because he did date her, but he didn't hit her.
He didn't hit. Okay.
Right. So I guess you put that as a cousin. What other one? And some few, yeah, from high school chick I used to mess with in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Older mess with her. Found out somebody else I knew mess with. I was like, oh wow, that's crazy. And then when I worked at the college, my guy Cal, me and him both, we both was like. All right, I'm finna go hit her. All right, you come down here and hit her. Mm. Like, it was like that type of Eskimo brother type shit. Man. So, yeah, I guess I do have 5 Eskimo brothers.
That's crazy. Like, yeah, if you just really just sit back and think about it sometimes, it's like, man, did we or did we? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, me personally, I have scenarios where that could have taken place, or taken place, excuse me, but it didn't happen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I got some women, and I'm not ashamed to admit it, I done fucked up some pussy before, you know what I'm saying? it have been instances where, you know, I could have got something, I had the opportunity to, you know, have a night out with a young lady.
Right.
And, you know, I'm slipping, you know, I ain't paying attention to the, you know, what's going on or whatever. My peripherals was off. And, you know, whatever, for one reason or another, it didn't happen. Like, case in point, I named this chick out. I'm not going to say her name because it shit get around, but... Her name, let's just say her name was KK. So this is during an era, this was a very legendary era for myself and my boy Jay Dilla, you know, a.k.a. Jermaine. We was on Black Planet.
I remember those days.
So we was on Black Planet heavy.
Wait, now, didn't we talk about this too before?
We might have.
Yeah.
So once
we did.
So we on Black Planet. Now Jay, you know, and I don't know what it is about him, but he was a legend on that shit. Ain't no other way for me to put it. Because he was able to get a lot of chicks off of there. One, no, not her.
Okay.
I'm going to show you. But we was able, you know what I mean, to go on there and meet women, you know what I'm saying, and was largely successful with, you know, dating and maybe, you know, sleeping with them. So there was this one particular chick, I'm going to say KK. She comes in there and she bad. She everybody on her. Now, it was a period when Black Planet first started where everybody couldn't, you know, you couldn't post pictures and shit because, you know, bandwidth and all that was still relatively new,
right.
You know what I mean? So you didn't, you know, if you had pictures and stuff up on the internet at that time, like, you had the good Wi-Fi. Like, you know, it wasn't even right. Wi-Fi at the time. It was like Ethernet.
Yeah, the Ethernet.
You know what I'm saying? It was one computer in the whole crib everybody on. But, so this chick, you know... She, you know, she comes and she puts the pictures up and, you know, she got pictures, you know, body showing, like, titties was big, thighs nice, ass nice. So all of the guys at her, you know, hitting the inbox, sending messages, sending instant messages. Long story less long, I get the first crack at her.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to talking on there. She sends me her number. We get to talking on the phone. We get to texting or whatever. She invites me over to the crib. So I come over to the crib. I'm not going front. I was on some scary shit. I'm over there. I'm right off of 79th and Damon. I'm like down the street, so maybe let's just say 76th and whatever that is. But
right.
You know what I'm saying? That was the area. Not Damon, Ashland, excuse me. And go over there. She had her own place. Now, at the time, that was big, too, because you either had your own car or you had an apartment.
Right.
So she had the apartment. She didn't have no car. But we go over there, and I'm paying attention. I'm like reading in the shit too much. I go over there. She doesn't smoke cigarettes. It's an ashtray full of cigarettes in there. You know what I'm saying? No, you know what I'm saying?
Lipstick on it.
So, it was some in there with lipstick, and then there was some that wasn't. But the majority of them didn't have lipstick. So,
right.
I'm looking at that shit. I'm like, she stayed here with a nigga. You know? Then I'm looking at the clothes and shit, big-ass coats and shit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, okay, nigga, she stayed here with a dude. So, I'm thinking it's my whole time. But she's saying it's her own place. So, we get to chilling out, hanging out, whatever. And... come time to go, you know, go lay down for the night. Lay down. I'm in there scared shitless. Because I'm thinking the dude finna crumble to the creek.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't go to sleep the whole night. But because I'm in there being scared.
What made you stay? After you've seen all this?
Because she asked me to stay.
You didn't have to, though.
I didn't have to at all. But like I said, the bitch was bad. Like, I'm sitting there, body out. She done went. She was so nasty, bro. She was sitting there, like, fingering herself while I'm in the bed.
And what happened? Come on.
Man. Dog, I was scared.
You so, think like, that nigga was going to come in?
Yeah, I'm thinking the dog was coming in. So, long story less long, I didn't fuck. You know, I was playing with the pussy. But I didn't fuck. So, that didn't go good. Fast forward, same opportunity presents itself to Jay. Jay go over there, he smash it down. You know, he was like, man, I saw all that shit too. But I said, fuck that.
Did he stay too?
Yeah.
Damn.
So he started like having on like an Uber relationship with her. But
right.
She was so bogus because she kind of started trying to play me and him against each other.
Mm.
Oh, well, he said this about you. Oh, word? Then she talking to him. Oh, well, Tim said this about you. Because she knew he was friends.
Right.
So me and him kind of, we didn't fall out. He just ended up coming to the crib. I'll never forget it because the All-Star game was on. Mm-hmm. He came to the crib. He came, sat in the car. And we talked about it because we like, yo, Shorty saying you said this. I said, well, man, she told me you saying this. So we squashed it or whatever. So I stopped trying to talk to her. You know what I'm saying? He kept going. He smashing. Hey, I ain't mad at you. Do your thing. But, you know, he ended up, the girl talking about she was pregnant and all kind of crazy shit, whatever. But that was the first time I was put in a scenario where I could have had
an ex-going brother, right. So did y'all find out that another nigga lived there or not?
No, it was her crib. It was her crib. But
the nigga come over?
Yeah. And, you know, she was bisexual. So that was why the lipstick was on the other
cigarettes. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. So he found out because he kept engaging.
Right.
You know? And I was a little tight. I ain't gonna front because I was like, damn, shit, I should have fucked. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't.
That was gotta go for that drive.
You know what I'm saying? But he went on some scary poo shit, so he got it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't blame him. Shit. But yeah, like, my situations was just straight feel. I want to fuck. You know what I'm saying? I knew they guy. I knew everything. Mm-hmm. Like, she was still with this dude, and I wasn't afraid of shit. Like, I just went over there and said, all right, fuck it. We gonna get down and get down. I fucked her before, but it's the fact she was with him at this time, and she just like, and I'm just looking like, she's like, he cheated on me, and then I'm like, you give all this good head. Like, this is the best head I ever had. Mm-hmm. Shout out to her. She knows who she is. So I tell her to this day. But she has the best head I ever had. I'm like, why is this nigga not taking care of this? And
right.
I just had to take care of her. You know what I'm saying? I stayed over there, knocked her out, just killed that shit. And just, she was crying. And I'm like, no, don't start this crying shit on me. she was like, I don't cheat, but I wanted you so bad. I needed you so bad. And he's not making me happy. I'm like, well, just leave him alone. You can get this all the time without crying. Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, but she just went and laid him alone. I don't know why, but hey, but yeah. Then the funny thing is, I never really liked that nigga anyway. So it was like,
you ain't care.
I didn't give a fuck at all. But the other guy, we was cool. We wasn't the best of friends and shit like that, but we was cool. You know what I'm saying? And every chick wanted this nigga, but when they found out something about this nigga, they didn't like that nigga no more. So it was like, yeah, I was Eskimo brother to him because a lot of chicks he messed with, and I was like, damn, I actually was the good Eskimo brother because they kept coming back to me and they left him alone. But it was like, it was crazy because the chick I hit was actually one I had gotten a relationship with, and then another one was like, she was a stripper. And we both, well, he hit her, whatever the case is, and I ended up getting with her. She was a stripper. She the one to live downtown. I don't know if I told you about that. But she lived downtown, a nice place and everything. I'm looking like, why are these niggas not nailing these shit to the wall? Look at this. All this. I see Vince Vaughn. She lives in a building where Vince Vaughn stay. Like, nigga, you need to be down here having this life. She cooking, taking care of shit. Like, damn, what's wrong with y'all? But, yeah, them my Eskimo brothers. And like I say, the other one, he was like my homie. And, like, we was kind of close. Mm. You know who he is.
Yeah.
But after that happened, he kind of backed away from me. But I told him, I'm like, gee, like, I asked you, are you really fucking with this girl? Because I'm showing you what she's on.
Right.
And he was like, nah, man, you go ahead and get it. I ain't with it. Then I'm like, all right. So when I got him, nigga got hurt and stopped hanging out with me. I'm like, nigga, you said him.
Right.
So fuck it. But.
That's why I say, is this okay if you get a little tight? You know, right, tight, but just acknowledge it, and you know, y'all, you gotta figure it out on your own. Like, I know why I didn't get it, so
I'm not gonna be mad, right? Like, dude, you ain't. I can see if you did hit it, and I just went behind your back and was like, no, I brought it to light on you, like, fam.
Exactly.
This is what you see, this is what she on.
Exactly.
You said, go ahead, now you tight with it.
Like, so it serves no purpose. It serves no purpose. Yeah. Like, now I'm sitting here thinking, and we actually had another scenario with another girl off of Black Planet as well. This girl was going to UIC. So I end up talking to her first. You know what I'm saying? We got cool, whatever. It is so crazy. I dropped her off at orientation down there at UIC. Now, this is the funny shit. The girl was messing with Rhyme Fest at the time.
So hold on, you asked my brother with Rhyme Fest?
I ain't fucking. This is another one.
Okay,
I didn't
okay. Fuck. I'm gonna say, damn.
She was fucking with Ryan Fest. She was like stuck on Ryan Fest.
Randy?
Like she didn't show me pictures and all kind of stuff of her and Ryan Fest together. She's like, all right. Jay tags along with me one day. I'm chilling with him. You know, we me and her trying to figure out, you know, because we was going to do it. But she had, like, all kind of, like, little problems going on and shit. Like, I was kind of glad I didn't do this one because she had, like, shit going on at home. Like, father was molesting and this kind of shit.
Man.
So it was just like, oh, shit, yeah, I'm kind of glad I didn't get in this jam because, you know, I'd have been on some Captain Saving shit.
Right.
But, so she meets Jay. And we dropped Jay off. Jay was working at Tootsie Roll at the time. So we go, we take him to work. I fingered her in Tootsie Roll parking lot.
Wait, Tootsie Roll?
Tootsie Roll, yes.
When was this?
This was years ago.
I worked there.
Yeah. But that's why I was asking you if you probably try to see match the timelines up.
But you said she was in the factory working.
She wasn't in the factory. We just was dropping him off. He was with me.
Okay.
And me, I was just hanging with her. And, you know, I just happened to been going his way, you know, because we stayed in the same vicinity.
Right.
So I dropped him off at work. So she meets him through me. She finds him on Black Planet. And unbeknownst to me, she's trying to hook up with him on the side too. So, but me and him know the game by now, so we just kind of like, all right, we just going to play
this. That
kind of
happened with me, too.
So we just playing it. And she figured out, we talked about it, and then she stopped talking to both of us.
Wow.
But I was just kind of like, yo, these women out here be wild. And
yeah,
like,
they
be fucking with bros for real. And they try to make it seem like it's us.
That's what happened with me, the situation. This is my nigga. We grew up together.
Yeah.
This, I call him brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, this my nigga Jet. So I was fucking the girl first.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking about having a train or a threesome, whatever, two mm-hmm. dudes on her. So I'm like, I get my nigga Jet. So James like, cool. And we get her, whatever the case is. But we never did it with her. We could never find time.
Mm-hmm.
So she ended up just fucking with him. I kind of back away from her.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. He started liking her a little bit. I'm like, all right, just be careful, G, who she is. He's like, all right, I got you. So I left it alone. She comes and he hit a few times with it. So that's how we become asking my brothers, because he ended up hitting
them. Yeah.
So she on some foul shit. At the end of the day, she like, you know, Jet don't do this. He don't really satisfy me this way. But I still need some of you. And I'm like, sweetie, I'm not finna do that. That's my man's now.
Right.
He really into you now. Like,
right.
That's dead. This motherfucker went all out trying to, oh, I'm finna, you know, put your business on blast, put pictures up you of us fucking, and that's not gonna hurt me. Like, if you put them up, shit, right. Fine, that's gonna bring more bitches to fuck me. Like, that don't hurt.
Right.
But she was just like going hard. I'm finna tell James. I said, tell James what? Me and this nigga talk every day. Like, he knows the fucking deal.
Yeah.
But we had to cut her off. Like, this bitch is crazy. Like, they women do be wilding the fuck
they
out.
Do.
Like, you fucking both of us, sweetie, and then I'm trying to be respectful for my homie. I'm not finna go back to you. Like, that shit did.
Right. And that's my thing. Like, all right, you single, they single. I get it. You know, you might just find yourself, it might be one thing about this one guy that you like, and it might be several other things that you like about this other guy.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. If that's what you vibing with, that's who you vibe with. But my thing is, they be trying to be greedy and shit. Like, they wanna do what they doing with you, but they don't want the other motherfucker to know. Just in case. You know, they might want to double back and talk to the other motherfucker. And it's like, ain't no reason to lie. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you so, you know, into your sexuality and, you know, you're
just
free,
tell motherfuckers ahead of time.
Yeah.
That's like Shorty told me and my guy at the school. Hey, I want to fuck both of y'all. Okay. We're not finna be upset that, you know what I'm saying, you want to hit both of us. Okay, who go first?
Right.
Don't matter to me.
And we're going to rock, paper, scissors, that shit.
Right.
get
the welling.
That's how they go.
Yeah, man, motherfuckers do be on some crazy shit.
They be tripping, man.
Tripping
hard. All right, but this is a late night breaking news, man. I'm feeling, you know, put some stuff out here in the air. Vern.
Vern, what
the fuck is this? So, Vern had some dealings with a young lady.
Mm-hmm.
That the friend wanted to hook me up with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying no names. Just think. I'm going to say a school. Loyola.
Oh, yes.
So, I don't know if I ever told you that The ugly friend wanted to hook me up with what you hooked yourself up with.
Oh. I never knew that.
Under your nose and you didn't smell it, huh?
So no, that was the purpose.
I didn't. That she kept the way the friend was like, I got this friend for you, and she said, you know how she was ditzy. Right. I think you guys would be perfect. All right. You know, I ain't looking for nobody right now, but sure, whatever. You know, so they got there. You know, you remember how they was that night. They was thirsty.
Hey, yo, fucking put this all on blast. This should have passed.
No, no, because it's too much involved. It's too much involved. We would never put no names out there, but we had some young ladies that we met at Loyola, you know. Once again, this is somebody I met off Black Planet. Mm-hmm. And we were just cool. Now, the girl was ugly. She was Sealy, color purple ugly. I ain't want nothing to do with it. I called her my little sister. So I was just letting her know, like, hey, look, there is nothing. There is nothing I want with you in that type of capacity.
Right.
So they was from, what were they from, Romeo's here?
She was, just her. Just her is from Romeo.
So I can't remember where the other one was from, her friend. I can't remember where she was from. But they come up here, they go into school, they go to Loyola, and she called me. They thirsty, like, oh, we up here, you know what I'm saying, what's going on? You got some friends, you know, y'all guys can come up to our dorm room. So at the time, I'm working at Costco, I think. So I called Vern, because I'm thinking, I'm like, all right, well, I'm already up north. Vern, stay up north. You know what I mean? I think I had, did I have Reese with me that night?
One of them.
I want to say Reese for sure, but it's possible for Jay to have been there too, because Jay used to jump on the bus, come through, and then he'd come kick it at the crib. But I had one of them with us.
Right. See, I thought you met Hardy.
No, I met her off of Black Planet.
Okay. No, because you didn't know how she looked.
Right, which is why I was like, I ain't really going for nothing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You would have knew how she looked off Black.
Huh? Yeah, but no. She didn't have no pictures up. And
okay.
Remember.
Yeah. I knew it was a blind date situation.
Yeah, so she's ugly. Like, she not running to put no pictures ugly. Up. She was ugly. Damn. Like Vern said, he just came across home on the Black app.
Yeah, I just saw her on a dating map. The girl he talking about is ugly.
For real?
Still ugly. Still ugly. Yeah, so, that's why
I
had on that date.
I mean, but yeah, man. So she was on that. Now me, I'm like, hey, I'm, you know, my guy. I saw the vibe. You know what I'm saying? So I said, okay, let him do his thing. Because once I saw her, I said, this nigga type all day. Because Vern has always had a type. Right. I don't care what he want to say. He always had a specific type. So I knew if said person fit said type, he was on it. So I remember D came over there thirsty because you told him, like, man, you bitch is bad. You know what I'm saying? But Wendia was there. So D came down there. Once he got a view of Wendia, he had the boo-boo face.
But nah, but he was on the King. The King had, she was light-skinned with the blue eyes.
Mm-hmm. But that was in the basement, though. I think you and him went up there, you know, once everything was going on.
Yeah, because we ended up going over to the shop. I mean, I was always up.
Yeah.
Shit, that was my bitch after that shit.
After that night, yeah.
Yeah, that was it.
That was it.
That was it. I didn't know.
Crazy,
that's
right?
Also, low key, where our boy Jermaine, that's what I'm like, I don't know, because that's where we met Letitia.
Mm-hmm.
She went to school there, because see, she started talking. See, this don't make sense what I was saying. She ended up being my baby mom. So when we were hanging with Letitia and Blair, mm-hmm. She was talking about, hey, that little hoe had fucked some nigga off the first day she had met him. I was like, that's my baby. What are you talking about? She was talking about me, though.
Right.
She thought she was telling me about the chick about just some nigga slid on her the first time, but she ain't even like, yeah.
In reality, she's telling about Vern.
Yeah, you telling me what I did.
So, yeah, man.
We ain't gonna say no names.
We ain't saying no names, though.
You said one of them. Right. Y'all been saying names the whole time y'all been here.
Not the
parties. Okay. Involved. Yeah, well, semi-involved, but.
Yeah, they ain't had really nothing to do with
The
dirt.
Okay.
We just don't give a fuck about what did. That's all that's about. That's why her name slipped.
Right.
I hate that bitch, man.
Damn.
Yeah, she definitely tried to make shit difficult for them.
Wow.
But yeah, man.
Ugly, ugly through and through. Ugly attitude, ugly body, ugly face, ugly soul, just ugly. God made you ugly through and through.
Damn.
So,
Praise God. I think I have some Eskimo brothers at work too.
Damn.
I don't know. I'm not quite sure.
I'm pretty sure.
But I think I do.
See, I never really messed with chicks at work.
Oh, every job I had, I fucked somebody.
Yeah?
Every job I done had.
See,
either was at work or at home.
I know my first baby mama. I know I'm Eskimo. I am an Eskimo brother.
Well, I Eskimo brother.
Yeah, like a few times over here.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My first baby mama, she, before we and Tim worked at the motherfucking airport, she was fucking all some niggas up there, and she ended up fucking... she ended up fucking my cousin, baby daddy, but my cousin wasn't there yet. None of them, they was fucking before, fell out. Then we came up and then I started fucking. And then we got in my cousin's house one day, and he had to pull this girl, he had to go with my cousins out and look, I fucked your cousin, baby mama. But before, I mean, I didn't give a fuck, that was before.
Right, right.
But I'm cool with him today.
That's crazy.
That's yeah, man. I'm finna ask you, Big B. Y'all ain't had no, you know.
Got plenty. We don't need a lot of our encounters, man. We was all in the same room.
Really?
Damn, B had a party like that.
Man, that's why B is so sophisticated.
So wild.
I didn't get in the ratchet shit. Bag for me one time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, in college. It's
always.
It's wild in
college. Well, me and Verb, what did we drive up to that one day? Which school was that? Was
it
NIU?
Yeah.
Boy, they was looking at us like snakes.
Man, thirsty.
Damn, real.
Man. So we rolled up there. We went to see my guy.
Who's this nigga?
And them girls was like staring. We was looking like, oh shit. Like he had a leather on, I had a leather. This one Fat Farm was like hot fire. So, I think I had like a Fat Farm. Did you? I know you had one, right?
I had the brown with the fur.
With the fur.
Fur on
So we had them on. So I guess we just sitting there looking like we had some money. And them girls, boy, we was coming through the entrance. We was going to my homeboy dorm room because his this is the one I was trying to rap. So his friend, his roommate made beats.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on the phone with him. He talking to me, telling me, you know. So he's like, "Yeah, man, my guy, he make beats, you know." I said, "Joe, play some shit for me, you know. He play some stuff for me." So I didn't have a car at the time, so I hollered at Fern. I said, "What you doing this weekend, man?"
Yeah, motherfucking thing.
Like, fuck it, let's slide up at the NIU. So we slid up there, and you know, we talking about talking to the music and stuff. But you know, we got to get to the dorm room first. And Joe, the eyes, I was just like, man, I told Vern, I said, bro, we should have went to college. Like, why we ain't up here, too? Like, it ain't too late for us.
Nah, not at all.
But, it's easy to be an Eskimo.
Yeah,
bro.
It's very like, easy. Like, I see it. I'm really trying to think even more. Like, damn, I think I am Eskimo with somebody else and somebody else.
Yeah, I just had instances, and then, you know, like what I did with you the other day, like, I, you know, when Shorty first followed me, I asked you.
Right.
And I'm just like, you know, did any of you guys deal with that?
Right.
You know, because I want to know this just in case anything happened.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's that's like you be prepared, but, yeah, man.
Now, look, come and think about it. The guy just said I'm Eskimo brothers with my baby mama. What he don't know is I'm Eskimo brothers with him another way, too. But I can't never tell him that.
Yeah.
He don't know it, but I knew it. I knew that before I met him. I mean, I knew it. You know, so he'll figure it out later in life.
I know this nigga.
We Eskimo brothers twice, bro. Sorry.
Damn.
Sorry.
So.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, I'm really trying to think now. Now you got me thinking.
Yeah, you start thinking. Like, damn, I did one of those things. Yeah, dang, that did happen.
And then you find out, you know, in the camp things is happening. You know, you just don't, you know. We're not putting no names out there.
Right.
You know. But it's some Eskimos in it.
I'm the only fan. Shit, it really
is. Yeah. You know, that opened up Pandora's box. Because when that scenario played itself out, like as it's being explained to me, I was like, I wasn't expecting that.
Right.
I just got that call and he like, yeah, do your, you know, do homeboy know such and such? And it's like, yeah. And the reason I knew that, but it wasn't adding up for me at first. I said, wait, she tall? I said, because she didn't look tall like, you know, when my homeboy showed me.
Right.
Because it was like, all right, we was in this group on Facebook, and once again, these damn groups.
Right.
You know, he met on in the group, and it went from there. And I remember me and my guy having the conversation. He's like, yeah, bro, took this down. Oh, okay. You know, we at work talking, you know, because he was at work killing. Like I said, I've only dealt with one person. No. Maybe two times I've dealt with a chick at my actual job. So me and him was like, at the job we at now, it's like, oh, okay. Like, everybody know I mess with a certain somebody, and he done mess with a couple of men now. So we just in there just talking, and it's just like, all right, we be running shit across each other just to make sure, you know, we ain't trying to talk to the same, you know, person.
Damn, I do got another Eskimo brother. This was through a threesome, though.
No.
The girl, I know her,
mm-hmm.
and then to come to find out, she dating this guy that I knew through my cousin. So it was like, damn, now you with her, but he don't know that I hit her. So it was like, damn, that's another Eskimo brother scenario. That's why.
It's gonna be a lot of
that. It's a lot of that shit.
Once you just sit back and like think about it, like, yeah, it starts adding up.
Brandon over here just doing it off the cut. Hey, about to run shit. Yep, training it. Okay, cool.
Give me five. Give me five and change my socks. The socks need to stick on the ground.
Are they coming? Cool. Yeah. Man.
I mean, for me, that was my first college experience of that. It happened just like that. What we doing? Oh, okay.
Wow.
And the person that set it up ended up wifing a girl and got kids with her.
Hell no.
He set it up for us.
I ain't never about to wife a chick I run a train on.
Wow. My guy Mike put me on. He was like, he brought the chick to my crib. We was younger.
Mm.
He was nailing in the bathroom. He was like, you can go ahead in there. I'm like, nah, man, I'm cool. I ain't never encountered no shit like that at this time. Right. Like, I don't know shorty like that. I'm coming in with my dick out like, hey, you ready to fuck? Like, I didn't know how to approach it. So I'm like, damn, that could have been another situation too. But it's just crazy how motherfuckers be going.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers
and I think
be
that's the flip to it too. Could you wife a chick that you done did that with? You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
The idea what B scenario was? Hell no.
Nah.
Not knowing you hit all my homies?
Or just knowing that,
like,
right, it's a guy out there, like, because it's a guy out there that they didn't hit that we may know and we may not know.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know that already going into it. We don't know, it, you know, because they acting like
at the end of the day, everybody got history.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But being with somebody that you know, they slept
like, if
with,
I know,
is that a deal breaker?
If I know you slept with, one of y'all slept with somebody that I'm messing with now, that's cool. That's different. Right. I can, you
but
know
not
what
if
saying?
She was on some grime shit going back and forth type shit.
Like, right.
Like
if it was,
play the situation.
Right, or if it was the situation where we all nailed it in the same time.
Right.
Yeah, like, no, I couldn't do it. Because, like, my guy, Cal, I seriously think he fucking with my son's mother. Because all of a sudden she smoke weed, all of a sudden he smokes weed, and it's just a bunch of weird shit. Like, and I'll be like, PJ, who nigga that be coming around with me? What's his name? He'd be like, oh, he looks like that. I'm like, okay, cool. But I just, because they work together too. But like, I'm not upset if he do fuck with her, because Cal's a good dude. And if he fuck with her, you know, that's cool with me.
Right,
but it's just, it's just be weird. Like, damn, how the fuck did this shit happen and come along? Like, it's crazy.
People vibe and they vibe, bro.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
Yeah.
Bro.
Can't break a vibe.
That was my thing. Like, can you look past that to be with the person afterwards? That's why, with me, though, I always try to ask, like, if we send somebody, right, and we just like, yo, shorty nice, like, you know what I'm saying? Yo, what's going on with that? You know what I mean?
Right.
Because I be wanting to make sure, like, we ain't stepping on each other's feet. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, all right. My man's on that, I'm gonna fall back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's like with the females, don't say certain shit. Like, yeah, I used to eat that nigga's ass. Like, wait, bitch, what? Come on now, I didn't know you fucked
right,
him.
Now
you doing this?
That pertinent information.
Don't tell me all this shit. He's not all in my face. Bitch, what? Don't
right.
tell me this. Like, some women are willing to tell you everything. Like, but no, you can't do that.
Cause I, you know, with certain guys, I, you know, if the chick cool, you know what I'm saying?
Another Eskimo brother. Damn, this shit just keep bumping.
I told you.
I mean, this nigga cool at work too. Me and my nigga Crump, I call him Crump Snatcher.
Damn, I do got another ask my brother. Shit, over at H&M, when I started working up there, there's a cool brother. He do his own little fashion shit. Uh-huh. And man, he the one that put me up on the Blue Moons.
Right.
Come to find out, he was fucking with my motherfucking ex from my Laura from Linkin Park. Mm. He was fucking with her. Yeah, see? He started thinking about this shit. He like, damn. Yeah.
You are Eskimo brothers with Robert Sylvester.
Maybe so.
R. Kelly?
Ain't no maybe, nigga. Laura. A
couple of really? Brothers.
What you mean, really? You forgot?
Everybody's asking my brother with him.
Well, I mean, you're right. I mean, I ain't no
Eskimo. Remember Laura was his girlfriend for a short period of time?
I don't know that shit. Remember, I know she was in
you
that
show. Told me she was in the video. So, Bird has an ex. She was dating him, because I remember we talked about it. You probably just forget.
Maybe. Yeah.
Snoop had that Blue Carpet Treatment album.
Uh-huh.
And he had that song with Kells. Yes. She's in that video. She's one of the light-skinned girls in that video.
Damn.
We all Eskimo brothers
were robbed. Pretty much.
So you might be why he was looking at me like that.
Hey.
How would he know?
He would not know me, yo.
Right.
I don't know. Unless he saw a picture of you in one of my shits. I don't know. I know a lot of bitches I fuck though on some real shit be fucking some famous ass niggas though.
Yeah.
They do. They be fouling the motherfucker. I don't know why they want to fuck my broke ass, but that.
I know.
I fuck them.
I know one said they did, but I don't believe her.
Nah, she. I forgot. Yeah, she was all into those because she was a video girl.
Mm-hmm.
She
Shout out to her. That is crazy.
I ain't gonna throw your last name out though.
Right.
No, let's look her up. That is crazy.
She used to model. Yeah, she was.
Yeah, because she was doing it heavy. She was doing it heavy.
Brothers were.
Oh, man. I would gladly be asking my brothers with that.
Oh, that. And be honest, that's, well, I was about to say, she might moan your type because I don't like them tall no more.
Who?
Me. I do not like tall no
more. Oh, who are you talking about? Might be more my type.
Oh, I'm saying Laura. She cute, tall. I wouldn't even give a fuck.
Tall girls just kind of gravitate to me, though.
Yeah, they like you. I told you this shit.
Damn, another Eskimo brother when I was working at Target. Damn, that's a lot of it.
Bro, when you start connecting,
when you start, right, like, I'm just trying to figure out, like, if it's somebody that I didn't know, like, I completely don't know. That's what I want to know. Like, you hit him? That's crazy.
Now, would you, is it a scenario where you ask a chick, like, you know?
I've asked, did you, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? They told me, like, yeah. And I'd be like, when they tell me, yeah, it turns to a competition thing with me. Mm-hmm. Like, the shorty with the boyfriend that I didn't like, it's like, oh, I'm finna fuck the shit out this bitch. So when you hear that, you finna be like, somebody been in pussy town. What's going on here? Like, right. You know what I'm saying? So it turns into a competition thing with me. Like, that's my Michael Jordan shit. Like, Michael Jordan, like, competition, that's my shit. Mm-hmm. I find out you fucked her, oh, I'm finna fuck the shit out of her. So she would not think about you no more. So, especially if I don't like your ass. If you a nigga I don't like,
fuck you. Fuck your bitch.
Right. She'd be crazy, man.
I got another one. Yeah. My boy, Hiram. Yeah, my dude. We haven't acknowledged we fucked the same bitch, but we know we did.
Right.
Because we know which one we did, too. We ain't gonna throw her name out there, but. How we were introduced, like she was like, oh, so you did, like, man, that's my boy, we went to school together. Mm-hmm. And then when we talked, man, him talked to something, like, I know we Eskimo brothers, but we ain't never acknowledged whether or not I never told him I hit, he never told me he hit, but I know that nigga, and he know me, we know we both hit. So,
Them be the situations, too, yeah.
Because we know we ain't going to not be cool because we both hit this bitch. Like, she cool with both of us, but they ain't about to fuck nothing up we could do one either, so.
Right.
You know, I won't even say that's bros over hoes because, shit, she cool too.
And that's why I ask, like, is it ever a scenario where you can kind of, like, look past that? Like, you know, this my man's, but, you know, I'm digging shorty vibe. You know what I'm saying?
But like I said, but see, in this situation, he hit before I knew her.
It's been situations,
you know what I'm saying? So
where I wanted, like, my homie chick, like, damn, nigga, you ain't,
You ain't doing
it's the same nigga though. It's like he don't hit these hoes, and then when motherfucker want to get with him, he be all, "Nah, you ain't doing nothing." Like,
yeah,
she wants to have fun, nigga. Like, come
that's
on,
what I'm saying. It's no reason to get tight about it. Like, if it happens, if you're like, not really, if you ain't on it, you're not on it. Like me,
not on it.
I didn't get tight because I'm like, all right, well, it is what it is. He capitalized. I didn't. I was worried about my safety in my case, so I'm like, nah, I ain't gonna do it. But he was like, fuck it. So it's like, hey, hats off to you, but. No, I was bugging.
You should just ask.
Tim at 37.
I can't remember how old I was at that time.
But Tim at 37.
That's when you. Now you know to ask. You know, then you probably didn't.
I'm Hulk smashing now.
If my hand is in your pussy,
all I want to know is ain't no nigga finna knock on his door.
Right. That's all I'm
like. When Shorty told me, like, I saw some Nike flip flops.
Oh shit, he did that.
Bitch, you don't wear a size 12. Who fucking shoes did? I'm like, who the fuck? Who wears a size 12? That ain't you. You know what I'm saying? That ain't you. So, the fuck is going on? But I didn't trip. I don't want this nigga to come in here.
That's your son.
That'd be my thing. Nah, yeah. She ain't had no kids, so that wasn't us. I don't want the nigga to come in on my ass, and I be having to run out. I'm all in a fucking downtown building. I ain't got nowhere to go.
That's why you should have a gun.
Me and Mills was almost Eskimo.
Meek Mills?
No.
Oh, I'm gonna say.
Who was he up there with?
Remember Mary warned him.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Man,
I mean, but see, given Harden break then, I'm definitely.
Do y'all think a lot of women hit the.
Yeah.
I'm really trying to think. Like, no, I'm talking about like, oh, you fuck Phil? Oh, I fuck Phil too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, shit like
that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that happens all the time, especially if you know you called.
I'm really trying to think of like the chicks that
as a
might
male,
have.
I've caused that to happen. I fucked you and your friend.
I did too.
They
I
talked about
girl.
That.
I fucked the girl and her friend.
Shit, you think they did talk about it?
But yeah. They was like non friends when that shit happened. When I did it.
They probably
became friends off of that.
No, they was friends before that. They was friends. They wasn't friends after
that. They wasn't friends no more.
Right. But she was on some old, well, you ain't with a nine. It ain't my friend. I'm going to fuck you, though.
And to me, that just says that, all right, you had this in the back of your head for
the whole time.
You wanted dude first time you saw him. So it's like, all right, get cool. Like, nobody's.
And then it be sometimes. They wanted it, and then your friend, then the girl be, oh, yeah, he do this, he do that. And then you really got
you
on there.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
yeah,
fuck
my
this
leg
nigga,
shaking. Shit, because this nigga ain't shaking my leg. Let me call
right.
This nigga.
Right.
Like, why are you telling her these pertinent details?
And I really think that's going to happen.
And you think she not going
to
want
it? I think that's going to happen to me again at work.
Now, that happens
to me. I really do. Because
dudes don't do that. You can tell me your girl give the best head. I ain't got to see. I'll find another chick. But when women say, I didn't see what that particular dude is on. What's his brand like? Like, you know, shit.
Because I really feel like her telling shit and then I'm seeing little likes, little love likes, not the, I like your picture, put the heart on it. Like, she might be ready to go now.
I had to tell, hey, bitch, do not like too many of my comments because my baby mama ain't going.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this, man. Does it make a guy foul if he's liking, like, an associate's baby mama pictures? Now you're not friends.
What you mean?
You're associates.
Oh, you trying to get some distance.
So
friends, you're associates.
Me and Vern are associates, and I'm liking his baby mama pictures.
His baby mama giving you a little traction.
Nah.
Depending on association.
Like, I kind of know Vern a little bit,
right.
So I can't cross that line. Yeah, I can't cross that line.
What makes it not crossable though?
That I know this nigga. Like, he's cool people with me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, but y'all interaction just basically been in here though. Like, y'all ain't had an out. Well, he been
but
to
you build it like that though. Like, you can build, like, I can go off of Vern's cool. Like,
this is a nigga you wanted to see weekly.
Right.
Right.
That's, you know what I'm saying? That's
okay,
something.
So that's what I'm saying. You don't see this guy weekly.
If you brought Vern to the party that one time and then that's different. Yeah. I'd have been like, damn, I didn't know that was a chick. Ooh, this. But. I know
or,
this nigga
you know,
now.
He done been around a little bit and then, you know, he's not around as much anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Does that make you fat? Now, he's not with the baby mama.
He not with her.
But that's a little bit different.
He not with her.
Like how my situation I just said with my guy at work.
As a matter of fact, he married. So.
Oh, well, that's open pussy, bro.
Yeah,
you ain't. He like, ain't. Well, you ain't mad. Foul. Like, hey,
if I get my thing, you'll be foul. The foul thing would be
so
like,
is it foul?
Damn, I got another Eskimo brother. The foul thing is not telling Vern.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Especially as his baby mama, I gotta be like Vern. You know, me and your baby mama kind of bumped, hooked up. This.
Do you have to tell him that though?
Yeah.
Why?
I see this nigga a lot.
It's a bro code thing. If you see,
I gotta tell Vern. Even if I see him every week.
So do we need to get the blessing or what?
Like, I don't think he needs the blessing, but I need to tell you.
Yeah, if I'm married to somebody else, what's
right?
How can I give him a blessing?
He probably said, "Nigga, fuck a good thank you."
This is how men think, though. Like, you know what I'm saying?
If I'm married, yeah, have at my exes. Have at them. I mean, I'm off to some other shit. Like, it's very few times that I revisit. Now, I know what you're thinking, because I am about, I may.
I'm thinking on the other side, that territorial shit.
Right. Yeah,
but you know. Bitch, don't fuck with that bitch.
Some niggas like that, you know. But if I'm down with somebody literally.
If they married, that's fair.
It's fair game, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I ain't bugging. Okay.
What you do to him?
I ain't did nothing yet. Key word there is yet. But I ain't did nothing. But I'm just saying, if you know.
Right. That's my big fail of life.
You know, and that's the other thing. Like, this is baby mom, and I'm just like, all right, y'all, they're connected for life.
Right. You know, some of us have baby mamas off of one fuck now.
That's true, but that ain't the case with this particular scenario. This particular scenario, they that's not the case.
Yeah. Nah, I mean, like, she married. If he's
married.
What can he say? He got a whole wife, probably got some kids with his wife.
Right. Just had a baby with the wife.
Right, he's got a whole life. Look, unless he was continue fucking his baby mama.
And that's the part I'm unsure of. I don't know if they still fucking.
They still fucking.
If I know him, they probably dibble dabble when they get the opportunity.
Yeah. They have a good day with the kid and one thing led another after mimosa some shit. And yeah, she's sucking dick in the parking lot.
That's the only part I'm unsure of. But I'm just kind of like, if she giving you the traction, y'all obviously got a little vibe. But y'all both know what it is, though. Right. It's like, I wouldn't know you if it wasn't for this.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to say it on air, but I'm going to explain it to y'all when we cut it off. So it's just, I'm like, am I bugging? Because I kind of feel dirty.
I think you should just...
Or am I overthinking it?
It's the person, yeah, you are. But it's the person married. The person married.
The guy married, yeah.
Okay, well, just tell him. Yeah. This is baby mama or just the girl?
That's baby mama.
How close are you to the guy?
I'm not. We cool.
Man, what the fuck then, man?
We cool, but we
cool
not cool.
Passing type shit.
Cool like me and Vern. Like, okay, put it like this. Is it going to ever be a situation where you probably pull up with the baby mama and he there?
And
too.
He's there?
Yeah.
Nah, highly doubt.
Well, fuck.
Highly doubt.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
you can be respectful and say something, but then if it's not to that point where y'all, like I say, me and Vern see each other talk on them, right. You know,
mm-hmm.
Then no. Nah, you really ain't got to say shit.
Yeah.
But if I see this nigga all the time, I talk, hey, Vern, you know, I gotta tell him.
Yeah, because if it was under that act, then I probably either wouldn't even, you know, pursue it or be, participate in it.
You just want permission.
I don't necessarily want permission. I just want to make sure I'm not bugging, because I'm just like.
You want permission.
You know.
You just want to be 100%.
You just want to be feel free of this shit.
Right. I don't want no other extra bullshit.
You want that pussy, and he got a wife, call it a day. I mean, at the end of the day.
Because some niggas do miss that. You know what I'm saying? Like, this one you can't touch, nigga. You know what I'm saying? It do be one.
Yeah, because your ass y'all told me one the other day.
I got one.
You got one can't nobody touch?
Imagine a motherfucker's touch. Yeah, everybody got one.
But you can't say that, though. Like, if it ain't yours, it ain't yours.
Yeah, but.
No, but you got that. I got one, too. Boom, my one.
Yeah, but we like said.
Boom, my one.
Yeah.
If another nigga touch it, cool. But that's gonna piss me off. But if a nigga I know touch it, I'm really.
But from how you explain that scenario, I wouldn't even go towards that. Just from how, because I still know how you still feel about it, regardless. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I wouldn't touch that. But this particular situation, I'm just kind of like, I'm like, am I in the wrong or not? I pursue this, if this happens, if this transpires,
and let's be honest, this is age relative. Because the older fucker we get, the less important this is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I've learned that.
Yeah.
You're getting older.
Yeah, you're getting 40s, 50s.
Like I said, if Cal was really talking to PJ Mama, I wouldn't trip. Long as I know you're a good nigga.
Right.
You can't. You can go ahead and do what you do.
Yeah, that's because we still can plant seeds.
Ain't nobody going to never be me. It's what I say. Shit.
Right.
So is it anybody that you're dealing with, before we wrap this up, that you think could end up having a new Eskimo brother before this year is over?
I hope so. Vern going to be my Eskimo partner.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's what
they're going to
lead
to. Me and Vern, I'll be like, damn, I need to call this nigga on several occasions. Vern, where you at? Come pick me up, nigga. I'm ready. Yeah. That's crazy.
What about you, B?
He's just going to smooth his way into it. It's going to happen.
I'm going to be going in no situations thinking about Eskimo brothers. I don't give a fuck about other niggas. If I know, if P is messing with his girl, mm-hmm. I know that's off limits, period.
Right.
Whether he's together with her or not. If I know her, if I've seen her, and he was involved with her for 6 months to however long, mm-hmm. that's off limits.
Like with me and B, remember that situation? I said, hey, B, you know, Shorty, he was like, yeah, I said, okay, well, let me leave it alone. I got that's my nigga, he talked to. I respect it.
You can have that now,
by the way. Oh, for real? Why? Why? What happened?
See, we got something we got to talk about when you cut this off. But also, that was why I asked him that about, you know, somebody else.
Right.
Hey. Nigga, Tim be going through my motherfucking
file. Tim do it!
No, nigga, no, I don't. Tim be hitting. I know, I swear I don't. Me and B just happened
to be I hate when Tim finds somebody, and I be like, damn, Tim, I was going to try to establish that.
I swear to God. If you want some cold hooping chicks, he know them.
Oh, yeah.
You go through them, and I'll be scrolling. I am okay.
He know. When we make it.
He told me one day about it, he's like, hey, you know her? Like, nah, I mean, I know her, but no, I ain't know that. He like,
that situation, the chick hit me up asking about him.
Oh, damn.
Oh, for real.
He was like, yeah, you know Vern. I said, y'all friends. And I'm like, yeah, that's my man. She tried. She was like, can I borrow your Facebook page? I'm like, hell no.
What? Just add the nigga. Like, too much out of there.
Yeah, it's a Scottie nigga. She got the number.
It'd be scenarios. They'd be like, I bet. You know,
right.
That's why you got to ask. Like, hey, what's going on with that? You know what I'm saying?
Be respectful on that.
Yeah.
I'm
not finna just try to jump in. If I'm, let me see what my guy had with it. And then, okay, if it's an opportunity, jump in there.
Yeah,
that's true. 9 times out of 10, man, if it's a chick I'm talking to, y'all would know about it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Especially if she follows the pages and shit.
Okay.
Because it'd be hella hoes. Like, I'd be like, but I don't know if Tim.
Because you asked, and that's why I was telling you. I said, no, so you asked, you know, right. My man. I said, that's from him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, man, well.
What's that?
52, bro.
That's good. It's good for the Eskimo show for the guys' night out.
Yeah.
Cold show.
You know what I'm saying?
We will be back. We're gonna try to hit them with two this Friday.
Okay.
Because when she come back in town, she says she want to get to recording. So,
okay.
If we can make that work, we're going to hit y'all with two episodes this Friday. One will be entitled Hanging with the Homies or Eskimo Brothers. And the next one will be whatever we call it.
Right.
But we will try to hit y'all with a two-piece this weekend so y'all can enjoy it. And also check out the latest episode this weekend of OnlyFans that's out now. And that's it. I want to thank my guys for being on the show with us. Vern,
yes,
King B from Boulevard Avenue, Y'all Is Us, and the old man Lope.
Freaks and Geeks, make sure y'all following Late Nights_Sexy and Savage.
Oh, yes. On Twitter and IG.
Yes, sir. We out.
Peace.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Late Nights with Sexy and Savage podcast. The Late Nights with Sexy and Savage podcast is part of the NMG Network, a division of NMG Enterprises, LLC.